No, sir, I haven't tried it. Is that talking to the guys up there scooting around on top of us? The what do they call it? The anyways, you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's not really talking to anyone in space, but like the International Space Station has a repeater on it, and then there are other amateur radio satellites that fly over that have repeaters on them, and if you're in the footprint of that satellite as it passes over every so often, you key up on one frequency with a certain tone, and you open up the receive on it, and you put out your call sign and your grid square, and then if somebody hears you, they'll come back, they'll say your call, and they'll give you their call and their grid square, and that's all it is, just a quick exchange, because so many people are wanting to use it to get quick contacts on VHF that they could not otherwise get.
No, I never did that. I guess maybe you have to give me the frequencies. Is it 2 meter and 440?
Yeah, so I think most of them you input on a 440 frequency, and you you hear them on 2 meters. I think that's the way it works, but I can get you that list. There's just a handful of them. I have actually heard myself on a couple of the satellites, but I was never in a position to have a quick QSO with anybody with a call sign exchange, but I know it can be done.
Oh, okay. I never had that experience at all. I knew it was there, but I never messed with it. And it's probably be fun to try it anyway.
Yeah, I think it would be. And then there's these apps that you can download. Not apps, but well, I guess there are some, but there's different ways you can track where the satellites are so that you know if they're getting close, you can be ready to try to work them.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how you know when it's just a satellite, it's not the space station.
Well, there is one on the space station, but, I mean, every now and then somebody will get lucky and get to talk to somebody, but usually they save those for working like school groups and things like that, science clubs, and you don't always get to talk to those guys up there.
Yeah, okay. That'd be kind of neat to show some folks, you know. Set it up to have a little class here and let people see what ham radio is about.
Connected to CMN Network.
Maybe, I know it's been in the last 2 years, we had somebody come to the club meeting here in Midland, and they did a presentation on amateur radio in schools, and they talked about that. So that was kind of interesting. But yeah, there's so many things you can do with this hobby. It's not unlimited, but it's pretty close.